Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button the way your ex-girlfriend boinks her good boy so that it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, it looks like it's getting more desperate for the dating sites than I first thought. This Bumble ad says that celibacy is not the answer. I've been celibate for almost a decade and I don't care about dating anymore. In another 10 years, there's going to be a lot of desperate divorce and child support lawyers. Not to mention a lot of desperate cat ladies. Bumble being in trouble could also have something to do with women no longer being forced to make the first move. Looks like most guys just got fed up waiting on dating sites. Moving on is a 15-year-old mom of a red-headed albino African. Kids having kids was common while I was growing up, but not so much anymore. Looks like she couldn't stay away from the BBC when she was just 13. Avoid single moms like the plague, especially the ones that have kids that look like they belong in a biology textbook. This could also be an episode of Degrassi Junior High in 2025. Number 3, Moynak says that some females won't date a guy that lives with his mom, but will date a guy that lives with his wife. I disagree. They'll date both if you're good looking enough. But the reason that some women might date a guy living with his wife and not his mother is because females know they'll never replace a man's mom. But they think it's more realistic to replace his wife. Mate poaching has been a thing throughout time. Up next, why do you see more women than men traveling? According to Chauncey, it's because of child support. It's also because women go on trips to make other women jealous and play the part of the female chameleon, trying to attract a man who can take them on even more trips like that. Or while they're on those trips, they're looking for a rich sugar daddy. Men just don't go on trips because we aren't as obsessed with hedonism as women are. And we tend to work more than they do. Number 5, a guy tells his girl not to cry, because it's just a movie. She in turn tells him not to cry because it's just her complete sexual history. He needs to stop crying and just kick her to the streets where she belongs. But this would never happen because they never do tell you their full history. For her, her sexual past is just a movie, and she's not that actress anymore, now that she found a Chad to commit to her. I bet that modern women have much higher body counts than small-town working girls from ancient times. Moving on, Stanford University's AI can tell if you're gay or straight from a photo. So it looks like we should have believed gay people decades ago when they said that they were born that way. So it's genetic after all. This story is from 2017 and looks like it was buried pretty quickly. Also, what if you swing both ways? Wouldn't the AI have trouble determining that? I don't even need AI to figure out if someone is gay. All I need to do is hear a voice sample and nothing more. Number 7, imagine you and AOC on a deserted island beach, and the only way you can survive is to work together. What would you do? I'd Blue Lagoon that bitch, but in reality, you'd survive fine without her. It's her that wouldn't survive without you. Just go your own way, move to the other side of the island, and wait for nature to take its course. Or if you really want to be cruel, then you could always get her to either submit or starve. Up next, if your church looks like this when you walk in, then you need to find a new church. That's no church. That's an indoctrination center. But technically all churches are indoctrination sites as well. This one just indoctrinates you into a different religion and has a female minister. The rainbow has been appropriated by the alphabet peoples. Originally it was associated with Moses. If you enter this so-called institution, this is usually the bishop that'll be waiting for you. Number 9, Lizzie asks, what's the equivalent of emasculation for women? And Homath, if you haven't checked out his YouTube channel yet you're missing out, says for women it's accountability. Another form of emasculation for women is if you turn down their advances. It causes them serious self-doubt on an emotional and, dare I say, spiritual level too. But they never seem to take accountability, and if they do, then they turn into this woman almost dying after simply learning what accountability is. Moving on, Sam Smith says he's not a man or a woman, but a mixture of all different things. Does that include the Michelin man as well, based on the rolls on his arms and belly? He kinda reminds me of the Pillsbury Doughboy only filled with soy. I wonder if it's mental illness or simply getting fat that made him this way. If he wasn't famous, he'd be an incel PDF in the park, and you'd have to protect your kids from him. Then again, this could just be Eminem after he really let himself go. Number 11, women are complaining about how men are watching Barbie wrong, and that Ken wasn't supposed to be a hero, but instead a joke. Ken was supposed to be the mockery of the male gender and the patriarchy. You know that it's probably going to end up being like Joker Part 2 if they make a Barbie Part 2, where they destroy the Joker. They'll have to destroy Ken in the second Barbie film too. Luckily, there haven't been any plans for a sequel yet. It was funny watching Ken get red-pilled. Up next, here's what it's like when women complain about not being paid the same amount as men. The female horse doesn't realize the male one works longer hours, at jobs that are more likely to result in workplace injuries, and the females are more likely to work less at government jobs. But this isn't accurate, though, as she wouldn't even have a saddle on. The only time she might actually put one on is if she offers Chad Roan fun rides. Number 13, welcome to the cuckservative dystopia. They say to imagine how much propaganda it took to convince women that this was oppressive. Men look at this as women choosing to give up living life on easy mode. But in fact, it was depressing for most women to be isolated all day with their children at school and husband at work. After all, women need to practice their social manipulation skills on someone. I wonder what this woman's body count is before him. Moving on, this meme sums up women's feelings towards men. They despise us unless they find us physically attractive. Funny this woman is saying this when she's probably found unattractive by all the men that she finds attractive. That's probably why she's so bitter in the first place, and is developing such a deep hatred for men. I can guarantee you that she likes to be verbally abused and choked by her special imaginary Chad. Number 15, here's the difference between dating advice for men and dating advice for women. Men need to do a whole bunch of different things to improve themselves, while women are perfect the way they are and don't need to settle. Men live in reality while women live in a fantasy. Also, for most guys, even after they do all of those things, oftentimes it still won't help them get a date. And is it really worth all that effort just to date a woman on the bottom that's going to crush you when she gets on top of you? Up next, these women say that this year, they're no longer just someone's mom, but they're reclaiming their power. Well, what power is that? To cheat on the men that they're with, perhaps? Then again, I don't think that they're in relationships, and that's why they're seeking attention like this. So I guess it looks like they forgot the word single in front of mom. Also, you do not claim power. That's how communists think. You have to earn it through hard work for it to have any value. Number 17, what the hell happened to Macklemore? Looks like he belongs in a thrift shop himself. But I didn't know this, but that's not Macklemore on the right. That's his doppelganger Toby from The Office, which I never watched. It's always the Chads and women that get to hit the wall the hardest. But it's worse than I thought. Sure, Macklemore still has his hair, but he looks like a dweeb compared to Toby. At least Toby looks like he has character and personality. Moving on, Elon Musk's dad is not proud of him, and says that he needs to lose weight. But insulting him is probably his master plan. Because remember that having a bad parent is one of the things that can drive people to be super achievers. For me, it was dreaming of my past life selves and their insane accomplishments that I feel I can't live up to. I guess some people have never heard of tough love before. Also, Elon doesn't appear to be autistic as he doesn't have any issues maintaining eye contact with many people. Number 19, listen to this crazy propaganda. That Japan's growing Muslim population needs burial plots. No, they don't. They need to be deported instead of trying to set up a samurai caliphate. How about the Japanese politicians giving their people what they want instead of trying the experiment of enrichment in Japan? Since Japan is surrounded by water, how about providing them a nice burial at sea? I can understand this craziness happening in Europe, but in Japan, really? Up next, this woman says that loneliness is killing her and wants someone to please love her. Who even believes that a woman is an incel or femcel? They can find any man on the street corner for free. Only temporarily, though. Whether they want him for the long term or not is a different story. One woman posting under this says that women don't want to find a good-looking man. They want to find a future husband. It just happens to be a coincidence that they also happen to want a good-looking man as well. Meanwhile, many guys such as myself wear being single for a decade as a badge of honor. Number 21 asks the question, if face scanning for games was a mistake. Yes, it was, because they wasted all that time and money scanning and the characters still look fake and lame. Why can't they just imagine new characters that have their own unique look? It would probably be cheaper than paying somebody else for the likeness. I think the worst face scan has to be this woman. Why is it that we're seeing her everywhere these days? Looks like the DEI people love hiring her for some reason. Moving on, which famous person do you know deserves to sit in this very sharp-looking chair? Maybe Epstein and Diddy could sit on it together. The problem is that they would probably enjoy it way too much. These three socialists slash Marxists are definitely the top of the list. Their modern-day equivalents might as well be Klaus Schwab and, of course, George Soros. Number 23, this 28-year-old guy is considering leaving his girlfriend. Because after he moved in, the intimacy disappeared quickly, and he's still doing everything for her and not having his needs met. Remember, guys, if she's not getting it from you, then she's probably getting it from somebody else. The reason he's probably not getting anything, though, is because he's doing everything for his partner. He wants an equal partnership. It doesn't work that way. Up next, Idris Elba suggests that knives be blunted and others be banned to prevent stabbings in London. And people, myself included, wanted him to be the next James Bond. Looks like he's a moron. More knives will just get smuggled across the channel. Or people will just use vehicles and other things as weapons. Instead of blunting the knives, it sounds like he's the one that's been blunted to me. Never confuse who they play as an actor and who they are in real life. Number 25 and the last one is a really big milestone for women. Here we have the first woman pilot to crash a helicopter into a plane full of passengers. She was flying above her altitude ceiling, almost double the height she was cleared for. The situation was so bad that the army even refused to identify her at one point because they were worried about there being a backlash about a woman being responsible. There's still an ongoing investigation, but I say case closed. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.